Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Urgent search is underway for a venomous snake that's gone missing on a commercial plane. The snake was spotted on a Boeing 787 Dreamliner after it traveled from Mexico to London with the 345 passengers on board, somehow not noticing the reptile slithering under their feet. A cleaner made the terrifying discovery on Friday. He spotted the red scaly snake on board the plane after passengers had disembarked.
Yeah.
A ground crew worker snapped a photo of the snake before then it goes missing. The snake is believed to be a mock viper, which is considered venomous and has brought the plane to a standstill. Now, experts have been brought in to search for the reptile. However, as yet, there's been no luck in locating the snake on the plane. The airline is believed to be under the impression that a passenger might have smuggled the snake onto the plane before it broke free and slithered away. It's not known what damage the snake could do to the mechanics of the plane. If it were to happen to go...
Yeah, shoot the wires or hug on something,
The sight of the snake almost gave the airline cleaner a heart attack. But by the time they had raised the alarm, the animal had disappeared. There was no one. There was no way, they said, the airliner could be allowed to take off again.
No.
If passengers had seen that snake at 30,000 feet, there would have been blind panic, they say, and pandemonium on board. Our question, good or bad, what image will you always remember seeing? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tina. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Beaches. How are you?
Hola. Hola. What up, Tina?
Hola. Okay, the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, okay? I'm standing in line for hours and hours trying to buy these tickets. I go to the concert, Mr. Ted Nugent, and he flies over my head with his loincloth, okay? Now, I saw the littlest, pinkest testes that you could ever imagine. I believe that Ted Nugent is a hunter because he's trying to look for them.
Damn.
You're telling me Tina, the worst image you have ever seen are Ted Nugent's tiny...
Even under anesthesia, okay? It's horrifying. I can't even go there.
What year is this that you saw a shriveled up pink testicles?
Oh, God. Let me see. Probably 1979.
All right.
I've never thought of him the same way again.
Really? It ruined you.
Oh, God. I'm ruined for life.
Was he really sweaty Teddy?
I don't know. He was more pink than sweaty.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, at least it wasn't death.
Yeah, I mean,
call that sad. It's also about die right
away.
Oh, my God.
I almost died, but not quite.
Okay.
If I ever meet him, I'm going to let him know. Say, Ted, you don't know this about you, but the worst image that a woman has ever seen was one of your concerts. Mm-hmm. And he'll say, what happened? Like, oh, nothing. You just wore an underwear, and she saw your shriveled up pink testicles. That's all I know, ma'am.
That seems about on par for that guy. I'm going to play a whole show and not wear underwear.
Yeah, I mean, I dig it. Just maybe don't fly over the audience.
Yeah. That seems crazy to not wear underwear flying over the audience.
But then again, it's Ted Nugent. It's probably very much like, look, I'm not going to wear underwear. Make sure I can fly over the audience.
Yeah,
I mean, he's that guy. Like, hey, man, let him look up and soak it in, ladies.
Yeah. All right. We go to Montana. A 13-year-old boy was seriously injured after falling from a ride at the carnival being held in the parking lot of the Butte Civic Center on Sunday afternoon. Police responded to the Midwest Amusements Carnival just after 3 o'clock in the north parking lot. The boy suffered serious injuries in the fall. He fell from the very top, and they do not have a condition on him as of Sunday night. After that, the ride was cordoned off and shut down by police pending further investigation. But multiple witnesses saw the boy fall onto the parking lot.
That'll stick with you, man.
Well, with my fear of heights, the idea of watching that, like there's certain even videos online that I can't watch.
Sure.
Because I can't see it. I can't watch it.
The only thing that I've seen like that, and I've told this before, was just the hang glider. I'm like 8 or 9 years old. We lived in Colorado, and my dad and I went to whatever kind of show it was, because it wasn't just hang gliders. Just all kinds of stuff going on, but you're watching this hang glider, and I don't know how far away he was. He was not close, but you could hear him screaming. And at first, we thought it was part of the show, because there's like this big-ass radio antenna there. And when you're watching, he's kind of circling around it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, ooh, ah, that kind of thing. And then at some point, it just kind of clicks in all of our minds. Maybe he's screaming because he can't control it, and he kept getting closer, right? Like going down the drain, kind of. And from my vantage point, I could not see the bottom of the radio tower. I couldn't see where it met the ground, but I very vividly remember watching his hang glider just hit this thing, and then he just dropped. But he disappeared from my view before I saw him hit the ground, which I'm fine with because still it's bad enough. But I remember my dad, super calm about it. You know, like this thing happens and there's just a hush in the crowd because it's very obvious, like, oh, man. So my dad grabs my hand. He's like, okay, let's go.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Go home, right? I mean,
show's over.
Yep, it's done. Let's run. I mean, there's nothing we can do.
Right. Speed the traffic, kids.
You know, I think he made the right decision based on my age, but I just remember watching this guy like, oh, look at that, man. He's getting real close to the tower. Like, I don't think he's supposed to be getting close. Oh. And then there's that, oh, that weird kind of low. I don't know what it was back then. People didn't scream as much. Like, nowadays, people just scream. It seemed like back then it was just a collective, oh. So I gave him the shark video we watched. People were screaming. The guy was screaming. But I feel like in the 70s, it just would have been, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, that's it.
I flew into Reno back in 2011.
Oh.
Not that long after, unfortunately, they had that terrible accident at their air races.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of famous for those air races. And I mean, I think I got there like a few days afterwards. And I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but you could tell how bad it affected people in this town. Like the airport seemed quieter.
Really?
Like when I got to the place I was going, there was a couple people that were like, yeah, I was there. It is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a buddy that races in those things. And yeah. When that happened, I'm like, man, are you still going to keep doing, because he makes his homemade stuff, you know what I mean? And hell yeah, man. He's like, that was that guy. I'm still doing it. Mm-hmm. His wife was not happy, but he's been doing it ever since. It's just what he does.
Yeah. They did a reel for the radio station I worked at when I was growing up in Morgantown. I can't remember what anniversary it was. Might have been 50 years at that point in time. But they were known for their news department.
All right.
So their news department covered a lot of Pittsburgh and the West Virginia area. And it was the big AM news channel, sure. You know, in the area for radio. So the one guy was a correspondent. He would go to D.C. He would cover all the major events.
Yeah.
And he would work for like WABC up there and do reports. Depending on where he was going, he would get on the train and go cover like the Eastern Seaboard. And so he was the main anchor on WAJR. And they had the video of the Hindenburg. So he was at the Hindenburg. And
old was this guy?
You see these.
God,
oh, he wasn't alive. They were just.
Oh.
They were just okay. Showing. Like these are.
No, seriously. I thought you were saying like he's covering the Hindenburg. No,
it's like anything else. You know, like if we have 55 years here. If they show the first DJs on the air, more than likely they're dead.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry. They're dead. It was the same thing as that. These were like great moments in WAJR history.
All right.
From over the years, like whether it was covering, you know, Mate Juan or whatever the hell it was, all these different things that happened. But there was a bridge that collapsed in where the Mothman is.
Yeah.
All kinds of just weird stuff. So that was all part of this montage. But when the Hindenburg thing came on, man, people are jumping.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going, oh, the humanity and all this crap.
And, yeah. And all this crap.
Yeah. But the thing's on fire, man. Those people, most of them lived.
Yeah.
Most of the people who jumped lived. It was all the people that stayed in the canopy or that thing below it.
Yeah.
That perished.
Guess that's the word, yeah.
Yeah, whatever the thing below it is, the little, you know, seating area. But the people who jumped lived. But it was so nuts to see, just, it was a sea of people.
Yeah, I mean, given the options, man.
And every time I walk in, like, they had it on a reel, like on a VHS tape in the lobby or whatever, and you walk in, you're like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
This thing again, you know, it's just like, gee, but you had to stop and watch it. It was just like, it's crazy.
Every time, I've seen it a million times now, and if you put it on, I will watch it.
Good or bad, what image will always be burned in your head? 206-803-ROCK.
Now, what's the story? Mike, maybe you told me this, or Miles, maybe you did. Or Ted, maybe you. But they said, so the guy that's famous for calling the Hindenburg thing, you know, oh, the humanity. There's something like, I want to say this, look, that's not my actual, it's my voice.
They sped it up.
They sped it up, right. So,
and it's like, I don't know.
That's what everyone imitates, but that's not what he sounds like.
No, and because I watched a whole special on it, and Miles would know too, and I forget the reason, but it's like they added it in like after, and they sped it up.
So he'd have been more like, oh, the humanity. But everything was like, oh, the humanity.
Right. He would have been talking normal, but that's why his voice sounds kind of different than what his voice normally would, because they sped it up.
It's not important, but for whatever reason, that bugs me. Like, dude, this is this big historical event. Let's change the pitch on this. Yeah, come on.
Good or bad, what image will you always remember seeing? 206-803-ROCK.
There's a lot of, I mean, if you watch as much like history shows as I do, there's a ton of stuff in our history that is just wrong.
Just straight up.
Well, like Paul Revere was not alone. There was a couple people with him.
Yeah,
a couple people. He kind of screwed it up. But there was a famous book that came out that was just about his
ride. Made him a hero.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. When we were kids and they told the story, you know, he's, the British are coming, the British are coming. We were like, well, didn't the British know that there's a man screaming this at the top of his lungs? And I got, the teacher did not know as much as you know, so it's just kind of like, yeah, we don't know. It just seemed weird as kids. I'm like, how is this secret if you're running through town screaming at the top of your lungs? It just doesn't make sense to me. Only to find out, because that's not what happened.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.